Introducing Inku. It's a new kind of online dictionary and translation service tailored for language learning. It's powered by web mining and other technologies from Microsoft Research Asia. Inku is now connected as the dictionary vertical search in Bing China via the link Sudian or Dictionary. Now, let me show you what it can do. In this example, I'll just search for a basic English term which returns the definition in Chinese. This view shows the main interface of Inku. So far, pretty standard stuff. A definition area, sample sentence area, synonyms, phrases, and phonetically similar words. When developing Inku, we studied the behavior of Chinese speakers when they're trying to find the right English word. What was found is that they usually toggle between two very similar words to glean the differences. Let's search for instruct to illustrate this example. In Chinese, both instruct and teach are just about indistinguishable, but in English, their nuances can be seen clearly in the sample sentences which use the word. To make it easy for users in cases like this, we created a tab user interface, which doesn't take users off the page and disturb their experience. They can quickly move between the entries. But we went a bit further, and as indicated by this tooltip, users can drag this tab onto another tab to compare. Let's do that. Intuitively, the tabs combine and show side-by-side results, making it easy to discern the differences in a single view. Users can also explore a bit more by clicking on the inflections to further expose differences. Notice how the sample sentences change. Additionally, users can also try different compare words in the same interface by modifying the word-versus-word query. Clicking this button will release the combined tabs. Now, not all the terms people type in are in standard dictionaries, like in the previous examples, such as this Chinese word. Inku has a definition for this term because it was discovered through web mining, just like a search engine, except tailored for extracting translation knowledge from what people actually write. Note that the user can click on any word for a further drill down in the definition area. And now, with Bing Vertical Search integration, the end user can find helpful pictures for improving recall of new words during the language learning process. Inku results can actually be a hybrid of different sources. For example, in this search for fishing, although the main definition is from one of our standard dictionaries, the sentences are all mined from the web. Note that Inku's phonetic suggestion box helps redirect users to get to similar sounding entries. I'd like to show you a few more things about Inku sample sentences. First, you can mouse over the words and the alignment information between the languages is exposed automatically. This helps language learners to quickly identify the structural differences of the sentences and get instant translations at the same time. Besides assisting in reading and writing, Inku can also speak the sentence for improving one's listening comprehension.
Phishing, pronounced fishing, is an online fraud technique used by criminals to lure you into disclosing your personal information.
Now, the definitions themselves may be composed of multiple sources which help shed light on certain terms, such as nestle. The standard dictionary definition conveys the traditional meaning of nestle, which is to cozy up, settle in. But the web definition conveys the meaning of the famous company Nestle, which helps to give a more well-rounded and relevant understanding of this term. Let's try another. In this example, we can see how the web definitions augment the traditional dictionary result to provide readers with popular alternative translations. What we found from user research is that non-experts don't always know the difference between what might be found in a dictionary or in a machine translation system, so we thought it would be useful to seamlessly combine them. Let me show you an example. Although we're in the same tabbed interface as the dictionary, the InCool Chinese-English machine translation is invoked on the fly. We're also able to expose the alignment information in real time. Watch as I mouse over the words. Now I'd like to show you the power of InCool's autocomplete. We found that non-native English speakers type words as they sound, so we built in phonetic search to our autocomplete. Here's a few examples. In the first example, I'm going to be trying to type physics. Now I'm going to try to type rendezvous. Besides from those general phonetic spelling issues, we've built in custom rules for how Chinese might misspell a word, such as champagne, commonly pronounced in mainland China as champagne. Aside from just phonetic suggestions, we also built in standard spelling correction and also pinyin resolution, which is the English form of Chinese characters. Let's take an example. Yi. Here you can see we've merged together phonetic spelling, spelling correction, and pinyin transliteration. Additionally, InCool autocomplete can use wildcards. In this example, I'll be looking for claustrophobic. You can also use multiple wildcards. Here, I'm looking for ribonucleic acid. We can also use the question mark operator, which is documented in InCool Help, to mean match a single character. Here, we can use it to find Chinese four-character idioms for dragons and tigers. Let's go back to sample sentences. The following feature is called sentence classification, which allows users to break down sentences by certain categories. Here's an example. Using this option, I can classify soap in the technical domain, which you can see now returns results from the SOAP protocol, mostly extracted from MSDN. InCool also has a powerful search syntax for further discovering example sentences using part-of-speech wildcards. It's helpful for Chinese learners wishing to find collocations, or words that are statistically close to one another. Here, I'm looking for terrific followed by a preposition. Here, I'm looking for an adjective to go in front of lady in the sentence she is a adjective lady. Thanks for watching.